In Pittsburgh, nearly 3,000 babies were born so far this summer. And that means a lot of new parents are spending sleepless nights feeding, rocking, and bouncing their little bundles of joy, desperate for some shut-eye. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, experts agree helping kids learn solid sleep skills is important for growth and development, but they have different ideas about how to get there.
Full disclosure, I had twins in February, and not so long ago, I was that desperate parent, endlessly trudging up and down the stairs to pop pacifiers into my little angels' mouths. That forced cardio led me to another set of stairs at the Carnegie Library's main branch in Oakland to do a little research.
Yeah, here we go. The Happiest Baby's Guide to Great Sleep. Sleepless in America. Bedtiming. Sleeping through the night. The No Cry Sleep Solution. I don't know if I buy that.
Hi, Liz. This is Elizabeth Pantley, author of the No Cry Sleep Solution.
Pantley lives in Seattle, and we spoke over Skype. She has four kids and one grandson.
And I've helped all of them sleep better without ever having any of them cry it out.
Theories about how to get babies to sleep fall along a continuum from cry it out methods to more gentle and time-consuming techniques. Pantley firmly believes that letting babies cry until they fall asleep is unnecessary and ultimately unhelpful.
Just because they've stopped crying doesn't mean they've learned how to fall asleep in a peaceful way or even to fall asleep on their own.
Pantley says there are lots of things parents can do. Create a proper sleep environment with a dark room and white noise. Notice when the child is yawning and zoning out and put them to bed. Create bed and nap time routines that help the baby know when it's time to sleep. But even with all of that, most babies aren't just going to roll over and go to sleep. They'll need to be rocked or nursed or otherwise coaxed into sleeping.
There's a reason why sleep deprivation is used for torture.
Francesca Tortorello's first child, Alexander, was born in November.
You feel like you finally get the baby to sleep and you put the baby down and you close your eyes and an hour can pass, but it feels like 2 minutes.
Tortorello and her husband, Michael DeBruin, are both professional musicians.
No, Alexander's turn? Okay. His new favorite thing is to sit on my lap and bang on the piano, which, you know, makes my heart melt a little bit.
But she says missing sleep night after night took a toll on her work.
It's hard to go to work and play your instrument well when you're exhausted.
On her relationship.
I mean, we were sniping at each other.
On her new role as a parent.
And I need the sleep to be the best mom I can be.
So when Alexander was 5 months old, Tortorello decided it was time to sleep train. She knew that when he woke at night crying, it wasn't because he was hungry. It was because he didn't know how to fall back asleep on his own. She chose a modified version of the cry it out method, where she went in and checked on Alexander every 5 minutes. The first night, he cried for 35 minutes. Tortorello says it was hard to listen to. But the next night, there was less crying.
And then, I don't know, 4 nights in or something, it was 5-10 minutes and he's asleep.
Finally, they had their evenings back. They're more rested and happier. And they say Alexander is happier too, because he's also getting more sleep. Pediatrician, sleep expert, and father of three, Todd Woolen, teaches a method similar to the one that Tortorello and DeBruin used.
I feel very comfortable in saying that sleep is a trainable, teachable thing.
He says the key is letting kids figure out how to fall asleep on their own, but with reassurance from parents that they're safe and cared for.
Once kids nail that, that's gold, because then they've set up a skill that they can use for the rest of their life.
Well, Lynn says people who were lousy sleepers as kids often end up being lousy sleepers as adults, which can have health implications.
Good restorative sleep has great benefits, whether it's in growth or embedding memories or in chronic disease.
Good sleep is good health, says Wu Lin, a point on which Pantley agrees.
So we want to make sure that our child is getting adequate sleep in order to be healthy and vibrant and grow and be strong and happy.
They both also say that getting enough sleep allows parents to be more engaged with their children during waking hours, boosting development, and that the long nights eventually turn into short years. And before you know it, you have a teenager who you can't get out of bed. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.